This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan. And Pittsburgh Region Clean Cities is educating individuals and businesses and governments, anybody with big fleets of vehicles, about using alternative fuels, whether that's electric, propane, or natural gas, as in the Ram bi-fuel pickup that Rick Price showed me recently. Rick Price directs Pittsburgh Region Clean Cities. The Ram pickup he's driving runs on gasoline and compressed natural gas, or CNG. Let's take a spin.
If I wanted that to say gas and I wanted it to run on gasoline, I could go and shut the valves off in the back and it would just run on gasoline. Like this morning, I hadn't ran it since Friday. I started up this morning and started on gas, and within a minute, it switched over. You can't tell that at all. Either idling or running down the road, you can't tell any difference.
Do you own this truck?
No, this is a demo that I received from the Chrysler regional manager to basically, as a demo, to run through fleets in the Pittsburgh area to let them try the vehicle.
So what is the advantage?
I'm not going to say that gasoline prices won't go up, but it's never going to go with the same...
You mean CNG?
Of CNG will not go up, but they'll never go at the same delta that the petroleum-based fuels are. And we've seen that over the years. If you have something that just goes on, a refinery breaks down, a conflict in another country over there, it's nothing for our gas to go up 15, 20 cents.
So you're working with the Clean Cities campaign to educate not just individual consumers, but also larger fleets, governments.
Giant Eagle's the leader in this area with 20 of the Class 8 tractors running 100,000 gallons of gasoline gallon savings just in those first 10 trucks they had. I saw last week the Pitt, Ohio has a Class 8 tractor.
Do you expect that alternative fueled vehicles like this will get a boost from the fiscal cliff deal that President Obama signed? It includes various alternative fuel vehicle tax credits.
Oh, yes. Those tax credits giving you the 50%, 50-cent tax credit on propane and natural gas, your dollar on biodiesel, the infrastructure tax credit of up to $30,000 for installing infrastructure. I see all the people that were talking about building natural gas stations probably wanting to do more of those this year, and then you even have the home refueling units. You can get you can get some money for that on the tax credits.
Okay, can we look under the hood?
Sure. Well, I'll show you the back first. This is your refueling nozzle where the gasoline is, well, and this is the high pressure nozzle. There's a locking nozzle goes over there. Back here is where your storage tanks are for the natural gas. Like I said, it's 18.2 gallon. And so, you know, we need to educate the first responders when we start talking about alternative fuel. So we are doing that as well.
In case there's an accident, they know.
Sure, they need to be, you know, they're usually there before anybody else. They just don't want to treat this like a gasoline vehicle. You want to be able to shut those, you know, isolate the natural gas. One thing good about natural gas is natural gas goes up. Gasoline, propane go down.
Right, natural gas is very light.
Right, right. And then under the hood, so basically what you have here under the hood, you have things called fuel rails, which are basically rails that run along the engine where goes into your gas cylinder. You have a regulator that basically takes the gas from 3,600 pound and brings it down to between 100 and 200 pound to go in there. And then you have your stainless steel high pressure lines that run through there.
The two silver things we're looking at, are those the fuel lines or no?
Because they do look like they're the injector ports. So those are the fuel rails here. That little valve on in, that's a pop-off in case the pressure gets too high. That would release.
Should we take a little ride?
Sure, by all means. There's nothing any different. As you can see, we're running on CNG. And you can see the two gauges where we got a little over half a tank on the gasoline and we have about a half a tank of CNG. Right up here, one of the private investors has bought the old Rent-A-Camp building, and they've run into a little bit of a problem, but they're supposed to be putting a natural gas station in right there on West Carson Street, or at this Exxon station right down here at Station Square. So there's been some people that didn't want the station with, I guess, housing being that close.
I work here, but I don't even know. There's like all these little hidden things that you don't know if you don't have one of these vehicles.
We were supposed to put a biodiesel station right back behind 7th and A Street. There's a great deal of interest in doing, in putting in stations and running vehicles here. You know, we're putting in electric charging stations and plug-in electric vehicles such as the Chevy Volt, where there's tax credits and with the between the state and the federal, we can turn around and have about $11,000 off of these electric and plug-in electric vehicles.
That was Rick Price, director of Pittsburgh Region Clean Cities, one of about 100 organizations that the Department of Energy works with to educate individuals and institutions about alternatively fueled vehicles.